This is an auditing demonstration by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 17th of February, 1954. The title is Exteriorization Demonstration Process. This auditing demonstration is 60 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
And this is a demonstration, February 17th, 1954, on exteriorization. And you have been out in the past, is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Did you find yourself yo-yoing here during the auditing, that is, popping out and in or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, if I think about it, in I go.
If you think about it, in you go. That's real good. Now, let's just try and be 4 feet back of the chair and mock up a body around yourself. Do that? Good. And let's move sideways out of this new mock-up body. Got that? Well, let's back out of this new mock-up body. Let's just be back of it. Now think about being in it and pop in.
Well, I got back to the original.
Oh, you did. Well, let's just take a chance here and see if we can't just bust up an automatic machine. This is not too safe to do. Very risky. But let's be 3 feet back of the head now. Let's think about being in the head and move in. All right, let's be the space back of the head. Be the space back of the head now. And think about moving in and then move in. All right, now be the space back of the head and then think about being in and move in. All right, be the space back of the head, then think about being in the head and move in. It's a specialized type of machine here that we're handling. All right, now be the space back of the head and think of being in the head and move in. All right, be the space back of the head now. Think about being in the head and move in. Let's do that again several times. Getting easy to do?
Mm-hmm.
Getting less automatic.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it a few more times. Oh, good. All right. Well, now let's be the space back of the head, the space in back of the head. All right, now let's think of moving into Camelback Mountain, a big mountain up here to the north. And let's move into it.
I don't think I want in there.
Oh, you don't want in there. Let's pick out a smaller object.
Okay.
All right, let's think about moving in that and moving that one. Okay, well, that doesn't matter. We're not trying to take care of the rejector. Let's think about being in the object now and be in it. And then be out of it. Be in it. Be out of it.
Well, I'm still in.
Still in. Well, all right. Did you move out? Okay, now let's decide to move in and move in.
I don't want in there again.
You don't want in there again?
No.
Okay, let's mock up a machine that moves you in and out of objects. Mock up machine, say it does.
Okay.
Duplicate it. Duplicate it. Duplicate it. Duplicate it. Duplicate it. Throw it away. Mark it up again. Be it. All right. Blow it up. Mark it up again. Be it. Blow it up. That's not very satisfactory blow-ups?
Well, no, I mean, I like blowing it up.
Don't I? All right. Mark up the machine again. Be in it. Be it. Now, get this idea while you're being that machine. I'm this machine that moves things in and out. Feel real big and tough and important. Sole intent in life.
Okay.
All right, throw the machine away. All right, mock yourself up again as a machine that moves things in and out. Got it? All right, throw it away. All right, now mock yourself up as a machine that moves things in and out and then move something in and out. Now do it some more. Now move pre-clears in and out.
Body and all? Or
I don't care. Move them in and out. Is that getting easier?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, all right. All right, now let's throw all that aside. Mock yourself up as a machine that moves pre-clears in and out. Okay, now move one in and nail him in. Okay, now do that again. And again. And again. And again. All right, now let's get a pre-clear that you've just moved out who has terrific perception.
Okay.
Let's blind him with a red-hot poker and move him in. Okay. Now let's do that again. Okay, do it again. Do it again. All right, now let's liberate several thousand pre-clears and have them all attack you. Rough?
Yeah, well, yes.
Okay. Now mow them all down. And move them all into things, good and deep.
Okay.
All right, mark up another 1,000 pre-clears that you've just exteriorized that have full perceptions.
Yeah.
Have them attack you. Okay. Move them all out. And interiorize them. Got that?
Mm-hmm.
Now mock up 1,000 bodies and bury them.
Okay.
And do that again. And again. And again. And again. Okay, throw that all away. Now, let's be back of the head now. And put a, quote, hand, unquote, on each shoulder so that you can steady yourself there. Is that real good? All right, now let's be at some distance from the body. Well, we're going to fix that up right now. Now, mock yourself up as just having exteriorized from a kangaroo. All right. Now, get this kangaroo as your sole communication link with the rest of the human race. Get the beautiful English he speaks. How well he thinks. And how well he hops. And how that really covers ground. And how well he can box. And feel very sympathetic because of all of the experiences you've shared with this kangaroo.
Okay, fine.
Got that?
Yeah.
All right, pat the kangaroo on the head and have him hop away. All right, now mark up a lion that you've just exteriorized from. And get how enjoyable his diet is. And get how ferocious he is. How nice that is. Get a whole environment running away just at the thought of him. And get how valuable this lion is. And how pleasant his breath smells. Okay. Now, set him aside. All right, now mark up an anchor point. And get this is the only anchor point in the whole world. Get a mob of people insisting that it is. And a whole mob insisting you keep your attention on that anchor point. Okay, now let's get them very insistent on it. Get them threatened to punish you like mad if you take your attention off this anchor point.
Yeah, I'm getting panicky
about the anchor point. You are, huh? Well, mark up yourself as courageous about the anchor point. And then make yourself flip-flop. Yourself flip-flop with fear. Just get scared stiff and flop all over the place. All right. Do it again. Do it again. Got it? All right. You still got that anchor point?
Yeah, it's there.
All right. Have the crowd insist there that you keep your attention on it and only it and that you are it.
Okay.
All right. Mark up the anchor point as panicky. All right, set that aside, mark up another anchor point. Have a crowd insist that you're it, and that you keep your attention on it. Got that? Now make the anchor point panicky. All right, set that aside and do it again. Do it again. And do it again. And again. And again. And again. Get that anchor point good and panicky now?
Yeah, it gets pretty nervous.
Okay, set that aside. Now I have the crowd and the anchor point all get nervous.
Oh,
right, set them aside. Put an anchor point there and a whole crowd. Now I have everybody get nervous. I have them begin to scream with fear, including the anchor point. All right, set them aside. All right, mock up another anchor point and get a crowd insisting you exteriorize out of it. Okay, and you interiorize into it. All right, get the crowd insisting that you get into it. You move out of it. Now get the crowd insisting that you stay out of it. you move into it. Now, get the crowd insisting that you stay in it. You move out. Got that real good? All right. Throw all this aside. Now, be way above this building. Got that real good? And mock yourself unfalling, that is to say, being on the surface of the earth and falling upwards into the sky. Do that many times. Now mock yourself up as being in the center of the earth and unfalling way up into space. All right, do that again. And do it again. Do it again. How you got that now? Real good?
Yeah.
All right, mock up some things to grab.
Okay.
And lots of things to grab. Real good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, throw them all away. Be 1,000 feet above Earth. Do that easily now? All right, think of being in the body and don't move in. Did you move back in? All right, be 1,000 feet above Earth. This, by the way, is a sending machine. All right, be 1,000 feet above Earth. Mock up a machine that'll send you to Paris when you think of Paris. Go to Paris. All right, have the machine send you any place now that you think of.
Okay.
What a lot of fun this is. All right, think of Ecuador and go to Ecuador. Think of Canada and go to Canada. Think of the South Pole and go to the South Pole. Think of the inside of a can of beans.
Right.
Now think of Russia and go to Russia.
Okay.
All right. Now think of the Pacific Ocean and go to the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
Think of the North Pole and go to the North Pole. Mm-hmm. Think of the South Pole and go to the South Pole.
Mm-hmm.
Think of the moon and go to the moon.
Okay.
Think of the sun and go to the sun. Think of Earth and go to Earth. Think of Eisenhower's body. Okay. Think of going into your own head and don't go there. That work that time?
Yeah.
Good. All right. One of the simplest machines that you run into. Sending machine. Okay, now let's mock up, let's throw all that away, and let's mock up a sending machine that is really a sender. And give it some whips and things, some weapons, so that they can use them on you if you don't go.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that? Get that real good. Now mock yourself up and have the machine send a mock-up of you around.
Okay.
Have it send it around to various places and have the mock-up perish as a result of this. All right, let's do that again. Have it walk up, get real nervous now and perish.
Yeah.
All right, let's do that again. Now let's do it again. Let's do it again. What's the matter?
Well, if the thing gets awful nervous, like, you have to do something to parry it.
All right. Well, you're the only one that can do anything with it anyhow.
Yeah.
All right. Now, throw all that away. All right, now let's find something that is would not be too unpleasant to interiorize into.
A tree.
A tree? All right, interiorize into a tree. Find a tree and be in it. Be out of it. Be in it. Be out of it. Be in it. Be out of it. Be in it. Now just move yourself in and out of this tree with growing rapidity till you can do it with great ease. Do that with great ease now?
Yeah.
Well, let's find something else that you can move in and out of with speed. Find something now first that wouldn't be too unpleasant to be into.
Well, practically anything's alive, you know.
Mm-hmm. Or is that dead stuff?
I don't like rocks.
You don't like rocks, huh? Well, let's waste some impacts from rocks. You wasting some impacts?
Yeah.
Waste some more of them. Got it? Now let's mark up a very small pebble and have it hit you. And a little bit bigger pebble and have it hit you. And a little bit bigger one. And some more pebbles from various points of the sphere and have them hit you. All right, have something bigger than a pebble moving in on you now. All right. Now I have lots of those moving in on you. Now just see if we can't start an incoming avalanche of rocks on yourself. We'll just run like mad. Mm-hmm. Got one going? We'll make it worse. Make it run faster. Make it run much faster. Now have the rocks get up to the size of planets. Get these planets coming. Got it? All right, add a few stars to the planets as they come in. Okay, some more stars. Some more heavy masses. Now I have suns that have gone dark that are terrifically massive. Have those moving in on you, too. Oh, let's get lots more moving in on you. Oh, more of them. More of them yet. And speed up the inflow. Is that lots of them? All right. Now gradually slow down this inflow until you've stopped it. Got that? All right. Now throw a pebble away. Throw a little bit bigger pebble away. Starting a little outflow from you, all around you, of gravel. Now increase the size of the stuff flowing out. increase it again. Let's throw one planet away. Now, let's start an outpouring of planets in all directions. Are you really going? All right, now as they flow out, why add some suns to it? Oh, add lots of them to it now. They going out?
Yeah.
Real good? Feeling better as they go?
Yeah, I'm really quite a lot to pack for that.
All right, let's get more of them going and have them going faster. Oh, sure, throw big dark ones into it that have gone dead and are very massive. Increase the speed of outflow. Now slow it down. Now stop it. Now start it up again. Now stop it. Now start it up again. Now stop it. Now start it up again. Now stop it. Now turn it around and have it inflow. Oh, lots of them. Increase the speed of inflow. Slow it down. Stop it. Turn it around and make it outflow. Slow it down. Stop it. Turn around, make it inflow like mad. Much more inflow. Oh, just get stars and suns and planets and everything you can get to inflow there. A lot of heavy mass coming in. Get how massive and dense it is. How rocky it is. How hot it is. Now add to the speed of inflow. More inflow. More. 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 All right. Now slow it down. Stop it. All right, turn it around and start it outflowing.
Yeah.
I would start flying out at a great rate of speed. Tremendous quantities of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, lots more. They make you feel good?
Yeah.
Okay, lots of them going now. Got them going?
Yeah.
All right, slow it down and stop it.
Okay.
All right, now start it flowing in, though. Increase the speed of inflow. More of them. More of them. More of them. Feel like you're getting real dense. Okay. Now erect some screens and stop them.
Okay, turn them around the other way and have the screens and everything else start flowing out. Get them going like that. Anything strange happening?
Yeah, I get them out there so far, and they don't seem to go any further now.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We'll build a machine that carries them by dog sled or something out further.
Okay.
That working, Doc?
Yeah, that's fine.
Oh, good. All right, now turn them around and get them inflowing now. Lots of them. Yeah, and they come. I have them come in with a little sound now. Put some good sound into them. Coming in like mad. More of them. All right, now turn them around and have them outflow. Have them outflow with sound now. Really going good?
Yeah.
No difficulty with them? Well, good.
I noticed the pitch, the sound keeps dropping, you know, like further away as they move away.
We'll make the sound rise as they move away, just for kicks.
Okay.
How's that do?
Yeah, well, I ain't
making it do that. Good, good. Now have them move away silently. Okay. I'll just make a move away. Lots of them going?
Yeah, lots.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now slow down that outflow and stop it. Turn it around and start it inflowing. Doing that okay?
Yeah, that's
good. All right. You feel a little less disturbed about them coming in, no?
Well, it doesn't seem to make much difference.
It doesn't make so much difference now. Well, let them come in. Now let's see how suddenly we can stop them. All right, and how suddenly you can make them go the opposite direction, blow out. Okay. Now just do this alternately. Make them flow in, flow out, flow in, flow out. Real easy, Doc?
Yeah.
How you feeling? Better?
Yeah, good.
All right, throw them away. All right, be about 1,000 feet above Earth and find something that you wouldn't mind interiorizing into.
Well, there's a little boy's wagon.
All right, interiorize it in. And exteriorize from it. Interiorize. Exteriorize. Okay, now let's find a cave someplace.
Okay.
Let's be in the cave.
All right.
Be out of it. In it. Out of it. Now, is this cave in a mountain?
Yeah.
Or must be in the center of that mountain.
Okay.
And outside the mountain. And in the center of the mountain. And outside the mountain. And in the center of the mountain. And outside of it.
Okay.
And inside of it. and outside of it. Now move yourself into it and out of it with rapidity. What's happening as you do that?
Not too rapid. I get in there and I want to look around. You know,
okay, well, all right. Doing it better now?
Yeah, I don't like to do it too fast because I like to sort of, you know, get the feel of the place before I move out again.
Uh-huh. We'll see if you can get the feel of it a little more rapidly then, to speed that up. Now be in the center of the mountain and get yourself a road map and a radar set and a whole bunch of instruments that tell you what's on the outside of the mountain.
Okay.
Consult the instruments.
Yeah.
Be outside the mountain. Okay, now read the instruments by telepathy.
Yep.
And be inside the mountain. Now have the instruments in chorus now say, all right, and move out.
Okay.
And have them say, all right, and move in. Now have them say, don't go out, don't go out. Mm-hmm. And move out. And have the instruments in there say, don't move in, don't move in, and move in. Have the instruments say, don't move out, and move out. Have the instruments say, don't move in, and move in. And don't move out, move out. Okay, let's sell them to a used plane dealer. All right. Now let's be in the center of Earth. And let's look around real good.
Yeah.
What you find?
Well, it's just sort of goo, you know.
Uh-huh. Is it hot or cold?
Well, it's pretty warm.
All right, we'll make it cold. Now make it hot.
All right.
Now make it cold. Now be 1,000 feet up.
Mm-hmm.
Mock yourself up as a plane.
Okay.
And I want you to dive down at Earth and not crash on the surface, but crash in the center of Earth.
Okay.
Okay, let's be way outside now. Do that again.
Okay.
Let's do that again.
Okay.
And do it again. Let's be way outside and mock ourselves up in an umpteen $1 trillion diamond-plated airplane.
Okay.
Take one diamond off of it and throw it away. And crash it in the center of Earth.
Okay.
All right, be way outside again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, see how you can move yourself in and out of Earth.
Yeah, it's center so dull, though, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just move in and out a lot of times now.
Uh, That makes me feel awfully conservative, you know?
It does, huh?
Yeah, I feel like a banker, you know?
Uh-huh. Real conservative.
Yeah. Go in the vault, put things down, come back out with that.
Uh-huh.
Pick up some more and go in the vault.
All right. Mock up a lot of things while you're outside, though. Be outside. Mock up a lot of things.
Yeah.
Now take them down to the center of the earth and store them.
Yeah.
Let's do that again.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it again.
Yeah.
And again. And again.
Yeah.
Now let's take a tremendous number of very valuable items. Walk them up outside. Let's hide those in the center of Earth.
Okay.
Let's do that again.
I don't really want those things, you know.
Oh, it had to be something you really wanted.
Well, no, it's just the, I don't know. It seemed like such a funny thing to be doing, just moving in and out, doing nothing, you know?
Oh, I see. Oh, reason why.
Yeah. That's
all right, let's be outside and get a good reason to move into the center of Earth. A reason why machine.
Yeah.
All right, now let's get a good reason to be out. Good reason to be in. Good reason to be out.
Really, they're kind of silly reasons, you know.
Sillier the better.
Okay.
Reason to be out.
Yeah.
Reason to be in.
Yeah.
Reason to be out and move out.
Yeah.
Reason to be in and move in.
Yeah.
All right. Now, let's do something right there in the center of the Earth with no reason whatsoever.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Now, let's be outside.
Yeah.
And do something there with no reason.
Okay.
All right. Now, be near the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
Near the Moon.
Okay.
Near the Sun. Near the Earth. Moon. Sun. Near the Earth, near the Moon, near the Sun, Earth,
yep.
Moon, Sun. Now get a good reason to be near the Earth.
Yeah.
Be near the Moon.
Yeah.
All right, get a good reason to be near the Sun.
Yeah.
Be near the Earth.
Okay.
All right, now be a good reason to be near Mars.
Yeah.
And be on the other side of Earth.
Okay.
All right. Be near the Earth, near the Moon, Sun, Earth, Moon, Sun, Earth, Moon, Sun, Earth, Moon, Sun. Now just spin yourself through that circuit.
Yep.
Got it? All right, be near the Moon, near Mars.
Yep.
Yep. Be in the center of Mars. Outside of Mars.
Yeah.
Now this time, I want you to move down toward the surface of Mars. Move, not be.
I get an idea that's not safe.
Oh, no. Is that so? All right. Now let's move down toward the surface. I didn't say beyond the surface. Let's move down toward the surface.
Okay.
And now, be in the center. Now be way outside.
Yeah.
Now move down toward the surface.
Yeah.
And be on the other side of Mars.
Okay.
Now move down closer to the surface.
Mm-hmm.
Mock yourself up in a big trap of glue.
Okay.
And be in the center of Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Now mock yourself up there in a big trap of glue.
Yeah.
Blow up the trap. Wouldn't it blow?
Yeah. Well, no, it didn't, Bob.
Oh, I thought so. All right, now just pack it down tight, make it dense enough, and then give it a swat and it'll blow. Can you do that?
Okay.
Is it blown out?
Yeah, most guns are driving.
Well, take the fragments now and blow them up to full-size traps.
Okay.
All right, now knock them down and make them blow.
Well, they flatten out.
They flatten out, they don't blow.
No.
Huh? Well, waste an explosion while you're right there. Waste some more explosions. Waste some more. Waste some more. They really wasted?
Yeah, they just, you know, in this place where nothing happens except the noise.
Okay. Now let's be outside of Mars. Now mock up a big force screen below you, between you and Mars. All right, now rush down toward the force screen and hit it and make yourself bounce out.
Yeah.
Now rush down toward the surface of Mars and hit the force screen and make yourself bounce out again.
Well, I went through.
You went through,
yeah.
Okay. All right, now mock up the force screen and make it bounce you out again. Okay, throw the force screen away. Be on the surface of Mars.
Okay.
Be way outside of Mars.
Yeah.
Be on the surface.
Yeah.
Be way outside.
Yeah.
Be in the center of Mars.
Yeah.
Be in the center of Earth.
Yeah.
Center of the Moon. Uh-huh. Center of the Sun. Center of Mars. Center of Earth, center of the Moon, center of the Sun. Now be in the space between Earth and the Sun. Now fan yourself off.
Okay.
Okay, be on the surface of Mars. Now mock up 1,000 Martians moving in on you.
Yeah.
And have them ruin you and imprison you forever.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Do it again.
I don't know when we started this, but there's stuff being rocks.
Uh-huh. I'll have them stuff you in rocks. Get how sad that is.
Well, yeah, it's probably like they don't put all in the same rock, you know?
All right, let's do it again a lot of times.
Yeah, I feel awfully ridiculous, you know? I mean, there's about 200 rocks, and each of them walks off with one.
Okay. Now get a refusal to duplicate yourself.
Yeah.
Tell these Martians you refuse to duplicate yourself anymore. Do that again.
Well, they duplicated me.
Okay, be the Martians and duplicate yourself.
Yeah.
Do it some more. Do it some more.
Yeah.
Now be yourself and duplicate the Martians. Too many of them already?
Yeah, I mean, that makes it uneven again. Like, I got me duplicated already. It's about even now.
Oh, I see. Well, mock up 10 times as many Martians as there are of you. And because there's so many of them, have them fall over themselves so they can't get at you.
Okay.
All right, and duplicate that mass.
Yeah.
Duplicate it some more.
Yeah.
Duplicate it some more.
Yeah.
Some more. Cigar. All right, throw all that away.
Okay.
Be in the center of Mars.
Yep.
Surface of Mars. Mm-hmm. Go find now the gates of Mars.
Right.
How they look?
Well, stone. So tall, very tall stone, reddish, weather-beaten.
Very weather-beaten.
Mm-hmm.
Good. Pass in and out of them a few times. What happened?
I wrote the name on it.
Okay. All right. Be above Earth.
Uh-huh.
How do you feel about Mars?
Well, it's hard to visit, but I wouldn't want to live there.
You wouldn't want to live there, huh? Okay. Now, be near Earth. Be near the moon. Be near the sun. Be near Earth. Moon. Sun. Now, where would you really hate to be interiorized?
Well,
he's saying to himself, he's going to put me there.
No, the first thought was a body, but I don't really mind being interiorized in a body except under certain circumstances. Like, I wouldn't want to be interiorized in a hospital or a jail or... If I'm going to be in the body, I'd like to have the body and a little freedom.
Oh, I see. Well, let's find a jail.
Yeah.
Be in the jail.
Really?
Outside the jail. In the jail.
Yeah.
Outside of it.
Yeah.
What's the matter?
Still in.
Oh, you're still in?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Well, mock up a cop and have him open the door, mock up door for you and let you out.
Oh, I see. Those other guys in there can't get out, you know?
Oh, I see. I catch. All right. Now, be in the jail again. Be out of it.
Yeah.
In it. Out of it. Is this easier now?
Well, yeah, but...
What's happening?
Well...
Mock up you yourself. Mock up a body which can be terrifically sympathetic to prisoners.
Okay.
Fill a jail full of that body.
Yeah.
Now throw that body away and put another set of bodies in there that will be sympathetic toward prisoners.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Yeah.
Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Now be in and out of the jail several times. Is this better now?
Yeah, it's easier.
It's easier. Okay. Let's be in and out of it several more times. What?
I tell you,
something just blow up?
There, you know?
Did something just blow up?
No, not exactly.
What happened?
Like I took a hunk of the wall out so there'd be some sun
coming. Oh, is that what happened? All right.
I still like to get something to go
You would, huh? Well, put it on the time track in the future.
Okay.
Good. Now let's move in and out of a hospital several times. Find a hospital, move in and out of it. Is that hard to do?
No.
Getting easier.
Yeah.
All right. Now let's mock up the hospital full of duplicates of a body that'll be sympathetic toward patients.
Yeah.
Do it again several times.
Yeah. I wasn't sure about his body at first, but it's duplicate of my father's body.
Oh. Well, okay. Found a use for him?
Yeah, well, he's never been in his natural environment.
Oh, he's an M.D. I see. Good. Let's get him moving you in and out of hospitals. Let's get him moving you in and out of jails.
No, he doesn't ever move anybody out of the jail.
He just moves them in.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I've moved thousands of you into jails. You have an uncle who was a cop?
No, my father's uncle was a Texas Ranger.
That's what I'm talking about. I have him move you in and out of jails. Have him move you out, too.
Yeah.
Have your father move you in and the Texas Ranger move you out. Got that? Is that easier now?
Yeah.
All right. Now, let's go someplace and find a piece of energy. Find some energy.
Well, okay.
What you got?
Sunlight.
All right. Now, say, that's cause.
Yeah.
And let's ask it what your name is.
Okay.
Let's find another piece of energy. Ask it what your name is.
Yeah.
Find another piece of energy and ask it where you're supposed to go next.
Okay.
Another one, do the same thing.
Yeah.
Mark up a whole lot of lightning bolts giving you directions.
Okay.
Is that easy to do?
Yeah.
A whole lot more lightning bolts giving you directions. Now, promise each one of them you'll take orders from energy only. Now, get God standing up above you, throwing lightning bolts at you, madly throwing lightning bolts at you, at the same time saying, sorry to be so convincing.
Okay.
That easy?
Yeah.
All right, throw that away. All right, now, be in your head. Be outside of here. Be inside. Be outside. Inside. Outside. Now mock yourself up as stuck in your head.
Oh, well, yeah, okay.
Now unstick it. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Now get your body, a mock-up of your body over your body, pleading with you to come in and stay in, please.
Okay.
Got that? And get very sympathetic towards your body now. Poor body. Poor body. And get how you're supposed to take orders from it at all times. Okay. All right, be in the middle of your head. Be outside. Be in. Be out. Now think of moving in. Did you? All right, be outside. Now think of moving in and don't move in. You do that now?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. All right, let's be 1,000 feet above Earth. And now let's be where you please. Okay. End of session.
Well, who followed along with that? How much of it did you do successfully or unsuccessfully? How much of it did you do successfully? All of it? Real heavy.
I finally got in
there. He did. Well, who's improved his perception a little bit by following through on that? Okay.